15 years ago, when KWBU began broadcasting national public radio programming for the first time, it actually sounded a little bit like something you would hear today. It was Saturday, Weekend Edition with Scott Simon was on. Featured were stories about Vermont's groundbreaking state law, which allowed for civil unions. Also in the news that morning was a story about the Confederate flag in South Carolina. In 2000, it was moved from the State House to the Confederate Monument. Now, forward to today, and the Supreme Court has just legalized same-sex marriage, there are calls to completely remove the Confederate flag, and KWBU-FM is still on the air. Cliff Kill, who was the general manager of the station at the time, says those early formative years were challenging but rewarding.
It felt like we were sailing around the world and building the boat while we were sailing. That was what it kind of felt like when we got the license, and sort of all at once we had to staff up and have a schedule and start doing cut-ins. So it was pretty wild, but it was very gratifying.
At the time, Waco was the largest underserved market for NPR. There had been attempts years before to bring public radio to the area, but it wasn't until 1999 when the motions to create an NPR station were set. Larry Brumley was a key figure in getting public radio to Waco. He says in the late 90s, the Brazos Valley Public Broadcasting Foundation, the then license holder for Waco's PBS affiliate, was having challenges with a mandated switch to digital broadcasting. Baylor eventually took over the license from the BVPBF and began to look at the possibility for adding NPR services. Brumley says the joint licensee for TV and radio was beneficial because it allowed for cross-platform promotion. But in 2010, amid financial troubles, KWBU television went off the air. Here's Brumley.
Ultimately, it wasn't sustainable. The television wasn't sustainable, but radio, I think, even out of the gate, when we launched NPR service 15 years ago in Waco, it was an immediate hit in the community.
In 2001, KWBU opened its news department. Michael Haggerty was the station's first news director and reporter. He says the station was fortunate during those first years as there was plenty to cover, like when then-President George W. Bush set up a so-called Western White House in Crawford, Texas, roughly 20 miles from Waco.
It was just an amazing time to be trying to do news and launching a station in Waco because of all the stuff happening with President Bush in town and everything that brought with it.
Today, KWBU is part of a 30-station public radio network in Texas. And across the nation, it's one of more than 900 NPR member stations. It's part of what KWBU President and CEO Joe Riley says is important for the health and growth of the area.
We bring local news and local culture to the people of Greater Waco, as well as those national and international stories that are so necessary to a healthy society.
Throughout the years, KWBU's programming has grown to include local shows like I Hear America Singing, The Business Review, Likely Stories, and the Central Texas Leadership Series. Carl Hoover is the entertainment editor for the Waco Tribune Herald. He's written about the station throughout the years.
When you listen to KWBU, there's also a thought that other people in town like this too, and so it's not just me, but there are more people like me, and that sort of builds up an identity of sorts.
The station celebrates its 15th anniversary today with an open house from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. With KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.